This is the Dharma Talk, Part 2 of 27 July 2016. Satisfy them. When you listen on your ears or see on your eyes, you can sacrifice the sin out. Don't let it close the door. Because the form could be the closest door to your eyes, and the sound could be the closest door to your ears. If the form or the sound is in the wrong understanding or mithyatiti, but if it's in the right understanding or samatiti, that door could be open. This is the way that we can measure for the listener. If they listen and they know the right and they have the right view, right understanding arise, then they have the key to unlock the door. But if they listen and then they see wrongly, they know wrongly, they have the wrong view, wrong understanding, so this is the key to lock the door again. And it cannot open the mind. It can open the closest thing. That thing still closed and live like that. Therefore, I dare to guarantee that if the listener, they hear and listen with no doubt, no question, know exactly what the Dharma lecture and see the truth of this, that one consider he is walking in the middle path, don't go left or right. And he won't touch the mithyatiti, the wrong understanding, as the sensual desire. He won't touch the wrong understanding of self and ego. When we are walking on the middle path, there's nowhere else to go because it end of birth, end of becoming. So when he has no place to go, the Buddha says, because he end of defilement already. Nowhere to go because no defilement. That's why the Buddha doesn't come and go. The Arahant monk doesn't come and go because no place and nowhere to go. Because if you go, you're still crazy. If you come, you're still insane. Come and go is like sin and merit, birth and death. The Buddha and every Arahant monks, since they have enlightenment, the first moment that they say the word or explain, or in the middle, or in the end, they always say the same thing, the same word, and never change. Even though the sutra that the Buddha gave to us, the first sutta, or in the middle of the sutta, or in the end before he passed away to Nirvana, is the same thing. We were born to practice. This is the best. Because 7 billion of humans, they stay in the darkness house, and no one come out to stay in the bright house. It's just 0%, no chance at all. Even though in Thailand we have about 60 or 70 million people, but a person who awake, know and joyful like Arahant monk and Buddha is less than percent, cannot find it. It's like the shadow that follow you, but you never understand that shadow, and that become the closest door for you, and you cannot open the door to come out from sin. Today, just step back a little bit. I ask you, your body and your mind, What do you expect from them? What do you want from them? Do you want them to talk, speak, and do or think anything for you? What do you want from this body and mind? Do you want them to talk? Do you want them to think? Do you want them to do anything to make it right? Because right now I'm asking you the door to open, to clean and clear the sin. It had been opened already. But how many way, how many paths that you know how to go out from this? Or you know nothing about this? If you don't know any ways, if you don't know any paths, it's like you listen for nothing. The eyes of Dharma did not arise yet in your mind. If you don't know how to listen, then you don't know how to make the mind peace and calm. If you don't pay attention in listening, then you cannot have liberation. So repeat it again. The ransom door that I'm talking about is the word from the Buddha. I want to talk about this for a long time, but it's not perfect because too many evil in this environment. Because the Buddhas always give the warning, even though a little knowledge, but if it creates any danger, don't talk about it. So I better shut up. But this year, I set up information and I want to open the door to ransom, clean and clear the sin. Extract and remove the sin to make the noble arise with us. So do it again and again. Repeat it again and again. It's like when a human has fertilization. It takes days, 7 days, 7 months, 9 months, until they give birth and become a baby. It's the same thing for the mind. If you can clean and clear, remove the sin inside, your mind will start to have purity. You purify your mind. And your mind start to have enlightenment. Start from Sodaban, Sakitaka, Anaka, until Arahant. It's like the embryo that start from inside the mother. And then the mom get pregnant until she give birth. The same thing for your mind. If your mind doesn't get pregnant, then your mind is sterilized. And if you listen, you understand, and you might get pregnant. So then you get practice and practice, practice again and again. Or it's like when the farmer that they start to plant the rice, it takes time until they can collect the rice. Or you plant some tree and you're waiting for the fruit until it's come out. It's the same for the mind. It's not like you just practice and get enlightened immediately. It takes time, but it keeps moving, progress step by step. The Buddha take about 6 years. For me, I practice for 12 years. It's not like you licking your finger and then you success. Therefore, get pregnant, start from have the right understanding. The right understanding and the right thought. So remember, this is the door to open, to clean and clear sin. So this is for today. But keep practice, I will keep talking about this until I can mix the syrup and the pollen together for honeybees to make sure that everyone get pregnant. For studied brain retreat in this year, after 7 days, I will come to check that's how many people get pregnant. Or you are still sterilized until you die. And then the next days, I will come to check and talk about this. And let's see in these 3 months, some of them that get pregnant will start to have the little baby inside or not. Because when the mother get pregnant, takes a few months, they can check this is male or female inside. But for us, we practice in these 3 months. I want to check you get anything good in your mind or not. Otherwise, you keep being sterilized for a very long time. It's wicked. It's bad luck and no chance at all. You eat the rice that people donate to this temple and waste it. Don't make any progress, don't make any benefit. It's useless. This place is deserved for the disciple of the Buddha. It's worth it to come. And if you never been my disciple in the past, even though I'm begging you, I'm asking you to come, you never come. It's like a baby cow always searching for his mom and never search for the other cows. It's the same thing for us. You're searching for me, and now you have chance to sit in front of me. Then I open the door to clean and clear the sin inside your mind. To make sure you know how to use the right understanding, the right thoughts, and the right effort. The right samadhi or right meditation to make your mind get pregnant. And then you won't hurt by sensual desire. And you won't hurt by atta, self or ego. When your mind run out from the world which means tanha or craving, and tanha is the suffering. If your mind start to run out of this, that means you start to open the door. This world is not the fruit of sin, but this world happened because of tanha or craving. It's just phenomenal of the world. But the truth clearly of tanha is the suffering. And what is the real suffering is the Dharma. Just the suffering feeling or the happy feeling, this is the Dharma that arises and appears to show us. The nirvana will arise behind when the suffering happens 100%. It's like the watermelon or the cucumber. When the fruit come out, it will come out at the flower. It doesn't come out from the leaf. It doesn't come out from vine. It starts from flower, budding, blooming, and to become with the syrup and pollen. And then the flower dry and start to have the fruit. It's the same process to the mind. So the ransom door to clean and clear the sin. If you can see it, you can do it for 10% or 15%. Then you will see the mind start to come out from the darkness. It's like the moon come out from eclipse. Chakkhung Uthapatthi, the eyes of Dharma will arise. neither phenomenal, and no selection in anyone, and it's not about the time. So you have to practice and train yourself. Practice. A human will be excellent if they are practiced. And train. You have to train your mind. Your mind will be the best one if you train it. So for the mind, you have to train it, force it, squeeze it. You know, when the cooker, they want to get the coconut milk, they have to squeeze it a lot, many, many times, until the coconut milk come out. It's the same for the mind. When you practice, you have to squeeze it and do it again and again. It's not like you just lick the mind or play with the mind and you will have enlightenment. It's not like that. It's like some monk, they think they're good enough, and then when they go out to stay in the other temple, but finally they come back because outside the defilement is too strong. For me, I never mind. I always welcome everyone. And we give them the best coconut milk. Because in the future, they will be the good one to help me to separate. To spread and share the Dharma to everywhere. And this life will be a useful life. Excellent life. So I will talk about something a little bit dirty, but it's not like I insult anyone. You know, a smart person, they eat the food from devas. It's a divine food. But stupid people eat the rotten food. It's like us right now. We only eating a rotten food. Drink alcohol, play a gamble, go out in the night time to have fun. This is the rotten food. But a wise person, they eat divine food. The jhana, absorption, the samadhi, meditation. So please listen and understand about this. This is the repeat that I have open the door for you. So you better stop the wrong view, wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong livelihood, wrong effort, and wrong determination, wrong meditation, wrong mindfulness. Remove all of them and then you will have the new mind. It will happen immediately. The new mind starts from this moment on. And it keep going. It's always be the new mind forever. It's like when you have the real taste of the Dharma, you will never give up. And it never leave you. It stay in your mind and support your mind forever. And all life, all status is getting better and better. You can see it. If your mind is clear, so your heart is happy. It extinct, it's empty, it's peace and calm, still, bright and shy, clear, and have the supreme happiness inside. And no rotten inside at all. So I talk like this, not seriously. And you listen, not seriously. But you know, but not seriously like this. But one day, it will come your enlightenment. Like the Buddha, he is like not serious in the practice. You just make it simple. Just contemplate. Look at your body. Look at your form. Consider your hair, your skin, your teeth, your nail. Make it not seriously, but just keep doing it. Keep practice. And by not serious like this, it becomes the real enlightenment. So it's not so many things to explain for samatha and vipassana to practice for peacefulness and wisdom. But what we need is we do the same thing again and again and again. It's like you used to wood scratch to each other until the fire come out. So the thing which is not good, don't touch it. But the thing which is good, we keep do it, keep practice. It's like we cut the crab, get to the point. So I talk lovely before end of this Dharma talk. Today, I open the door to clean and clear the sin. If you don't understand, I will talk about it. To make sure you understand and you get pregnant in the mind. It's samatha and vipassana. Then later I will ask you about this. I will ask you that I have opened the door for you to clean and remove the sin. If does anything happen in your brain or not? If it happened in your brain, so how many ways you can see and how far you can go on that? Chakkhung uthappatthi, the eyes of Dharma arise. Where is it happen? This is not belong to the Buddha. This is not belong to Arahant. But it's always be like this. It deserve for the one who have the good mind. It's not belong to the Buddha or Arahant. It's like the sun, the moon, the earth, the water, the fire, the wind. It's always stay like that. It's not belong to anyone. Especially for the four parts and the four fruit in the practice. It's not belong to anyone. This is the end for today.